Praise God. Hallelujah. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. That's right. God has been preparing something and setting it up for you. And in the 10th month, on this first day of the month, that's right, were the tops of the mountains seen. Ha! Makarubashinda. May the tops of the mountains open up for you and be seen even this first day of the 10th month. God has been setting you up for something. Those things that seem that they were beyond your faith horizon before, let them open up in the name of Jesus. I command that glory of God will open up the tops of the mountains and let them be seen. Let the tops of the mountains be seen. For in the first day of the 10th month, hallelujah, the tops of the mountains were seen. The tops of the mountains shall be seen. Your eyes will behold the glory of the Lord, even on top of the mountains. Those things that seemed, you know, hitherto unattainable. Ah, mekalabo shandaraba kurima santara. I see the Lord pull the veil. Ha, makuriba shandi lakusa. Pull the veil, 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 and let the tops of the mountains be seen. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The top of the mountains shall be seen. Amen. Woo! Do something new, Lord, in my life. Glory. Get some prayer fire in your bosom, even this morning. Get some prayer fire in your soul this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Welcome everyone to the room. Welcome everyone to the room. We're going to get some fire in our hearts this morning. If you want to come on to the stage and pray with me. Hallelujah. Come on to the stage and pray with me. Let's get some prayer fire going here. Let's command the womb of the morning. Ooh, Mako Shetelebos. Rele Kundima Saraba. Landuria Kasiken Dekatobari Kashinda. Come on now. Let's glorify the Lord. Let's pray. Ah, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray here this morning. Hamashekoro Bosanda. Kaila Boshinda Makaburima Senda Makaurima Shinda Bakuba Sandareba. Go and thou, Lord, and thou set their dominion upon the earth and for the mother. Hallelujah. Can thou bring forth Mazaros and his son? You know the bands of Orion. Come on in here and fire in your soul this morning. Some of you may already be several hours in today. For me, my day is just starting. And I want to start today. God called for this. And here's the scripture I'm praying today. This is the scripture I'm praying today. One, Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5. Hallelujah. That's the scripture. Check it out with me. I posted it in the chat room already. So check it out with me. And the waters decrease continually until the 10th month. Hallelujah. So God has been setting up something for you. It's been gradual. This fire has been brewing in your heart, in your soul, gradually for the last few days, for the last few weeks, it's been brewing. And now on this 10th month, in this first day of the month, even the tops of the mountains shall be seen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let somebody say amen in the room. We're going to see the tops of the mountains. The tops of the mountains shall be seen. The tops of the mountains shall be seen. Your faith horizon will open up the veil. That God's going to put the veil back. You see even those things that hitherto seem unattainable in the spirit. I'm not talking about just physical things, material things. I'm talking about spiritual things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Why are we talking about spiritual things? You know, because it is time. This is the hour that God is calling forth revival fires. Revival fires in your heart. Revival fires in your heart. Revival fires in your heart. Listen to this. In the book of Isaiah chapter 2. And the word of the Lord said to Isaiah, the son of Amos, this is what he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Well, that's you. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass in the last days. In the last days. Well, are we in the last days? That the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on top of the mountains. And in the first day of the 10th month, where the tops of the mountains see, and coming into view, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established and exalted above the hills. Now, people talk about the seven mountains of influence and all those things. Those things are nothing. The mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on top of those mountains. It shall be established and be exalted above the hills. And all the nations shall begin to flow into it. Oh, and many people shall go and come and say to you, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. They will come to you and say, I want to go to the house of your God in the name of Jesus. Yes. And the Lord shall go forth out of Zion, even out of the people, the heart in the midst of the people. The word of the Lord shall go forth from Jerusalem, and he shall judge among the nations. He shall subdue and rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords. Oh, my goodness. Well, the world is gearing up right now, but I am commanding that there shall be the flowing of the presence of the Lord. And I'm saying, according to the book of Job, chapter 5 and verse 12, that the Lord is going to disappoint the devices of war. The Lord is going to make their hands to not be able to perform any of their enterprise. Even as Russia is gearing up, wanting to start a nuclear war. That kind of thing is going to affect everybody. You know, I've got a lot of things in my heart, you know, just to pour out and to pray and say, Lord, have mercy upon your people, Lord. Let the mountains, let the top of the mountains be visible. Be visible, Lord. Glory to God. And did you know that, you know, the prophet Isaiah not only spoke this thing that we just read, you know, as we read it, you know, but also the prophet Micah, he said exactly the same thing. We read it in Isaiah chapter 2, but let's read it in even Micah, you know, he said the same thing. Glory to God. He said, look, it shall come to pass, Micah chapter 4, verse 1, in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, that people shall flow into it, and many nations can come and say, come and let us go into the up to the top of the mountain of the Lord. And remember, on the 10th day, on the first day of the 10th month shall the mount tops of the mountains be visible. And what are you going to see there? You're going to see the mountain of the house of the Lord on top of every mountain of influence in the name of Jesus. Karabole shetara makunda makaria. All the worldly mountains, all the so-called seven mountains, I even hate those things. All those things, God will put his own mountain right above it. The Bible says in the book of Daniel chapter 2 and verses 44, in the days of those kings, before that he said, I saw that there was a stone cut out from a mountain without hands. And this stone grew to fill up the whole earth. And it became like, my goodness, something else. It started really small, but all of a sudden it grew to become full. It filled up the whole earth. And in the days of those kings, all these kingdoms of the world and all these mountains of the world, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom that shall not be removed. Hallelujah. And it shall not be given to other people. And he shall teach the people his ways. They shall walk in his paths. The Lord shall go forth out of Zion. The word of the Lord shall go forth out of Jerusalem, and he shall judge among the people. The same thing that Isaiah said, Micah, he reverberated the same thing right here. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. That beginning today, glory to God, in your life. Hallelujah. And if you can believe it and tap into it, in your life shall the tops of the mountains be now visible. God is going to take you to greater heights. There is something, there's a fire that he must deposit in your heart in order to do this. Glory to God. It is called prayer fire. He must deposit it in your heart. Hallelujah. He's depositing it in my heart. Hallelujah. He must revive my prayer life. He must revive your prayer life. Glebo shikalabo seke de makuliba shikalus. Lirabo sandari makahara bashinda kuri anda silaba eli kataba shikariba lusa liboros 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 satiba rikashinda makahuri masendariba lahunda makiri masa. Get in here and pray. Get in here and pray. Oh, call upon the Lord. Lakuri masenta. The Lord said in his word, he said, look, come and let us reason together in the name of Jesus. Do your sins be like crimson? Well, most of the sins that we have is lethargy. We're just lethargic. You know, we're just, you know, we just become lukewarm. Jesus said, I will spew you out of my mouth if you're lukewarm. He wants fire. Hallelujah. He wants fire. You know, if you're not going to be on fire, then be hot already. That may be cold. You're either going to be hot or you're going to be cold. Jesus hates this lukewarmness. Lukewarmness. Fire must come. Glory to God. There's a reason why the fire must come. The fire that fell on the day of Pentecost transformed lives. Ha. Le kerebo shantalabosa. Jesus said, behold, I send you power from on high. Wait until you be a Jude without power. But when it comes into your heart, oh my goodness, it's going to be a new thing. I'm going to do a new thing in your life. You have been with me these 3.5 years. You have gone up and down every place. I have sent you for twos and into, or even among the 70s and everything. But now, something new is coming. Hallelujah. And when it comes, you wait for it. Hallelujah. It's going to transform your life, sir. Ah, it's a fire of the Holy Ghost. It's a cleansing power. Your flesh must be on fire. Flesh on fire. Flesh on fire, flesh on fire, and let the tops of the mountains be revealed in the name of Jesus. That's our prayer verse this morning. That in the 10th month, on the first day of the month, such as this, glory to God, in the book of Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5, the waters that have been receding gradually, but on the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains were seen. And the top of the mountains shall be seen today in the name of Jesus. May the Lord open your eyes. May the Lord open my eyes. May he pull back the veil that we may see the top of the mountains in the name of Jesus. The things that hitherto we could not see in the spirit. The anointing of Elisha that can say, let the eyes of my Sabbath be open. Kori Keshe Talaburi Kasandara Bakundi Makanda. The anointing of the chariots of fire on the top of the mountains of Elijah. That says, ooh, the chariots. The chariots, the chariots of Israel, and the horsemen thereof, let that anointing come, let it come, get in here and let's pray, let's get in here and pray, the tops of the mountains shall be seen, and it shall come to pass in those days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the tops of the mountains. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many mountains that people talk about today. Lord, the mountains of influence, mountains of education, mountains of, you know, this and that, religion, family, and all these things, and even entertainment and so on and so forth. But the house of the Lord, the mountain of the Lord, shall be on top of all those mountains in the name of Jesus. He shall be exalted above the hills. Glory to God. And every aspect of our lives that we are struggling with in all these other areas, even beginning now, let the tops of the mountains be seen. And what happened in Sinai? Oh, the people looked at the top of the mountain, and Mount Sinai was altogether in fire. Glory to God. Fire burning the mountain up in the name of Jesus. Oh, let Mount Sinai all together be in fire, on fire, on fire again in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Turn with me, if you have your Bible, to Leviticus chapter 6. Glory to God. The fire must always be burning and shall never be put out. Glory to God. Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Let the fire be burning. Let it not be put out in the name of Jesus. Let it be continuously burning. Let it not be put out in the name of Jesus. Let it be burning in the name of Jesus. The fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, such as this, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereof the fat of the peace offerings. Glory to God. Oh, may the Lord give us peace by all means, peace. God shall give you an answer of peace concerning all things this month, beginning even today. The fire shall be ever burning upon the altar, it shall never be put out. Prepare yourself an altar. Let your life be an altar of prayer, an altar of sacrifice. See, sacrifices of praise. Hallelujah. Sacrifices of worship. For the Father is looking for those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. The sacrifices of God are the sacrifices of a contrite heart. Hallelujah. I pray that the spirit of contrition will come upon us. The spirit of repentance. Glory to God. We repent of our lukewarmness. We must be on fire. Fire for the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Fire for the Lord. Fire on the Lord. Fire from the Lord. Fire from the Lord. Fire from the Lord. Fire from the Lord. The revival fires are springing up. Holy Ghost fire. Come down upon me. Behold, I indeed baptize you with water, but there's one coming after me whose shoes I'm not even worthy to unlace. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Glory to God. Fire in my soul. Let it be burning. Oh, and let the mountains flow into it. Let the people see the fire that's in my life and let them come and say, I want some of that. As instruments of righteousness. Oh, threshing instruments in the hand of the Lord. The Lord said, I will make you instruments of righteousness. You will thresh. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Let our lives be like the life of Jesus. the life also of Jesus flowing in our mortal flesh in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Father, we love you. We thank you this morning as we enter into this new month, this 10th month, on this first day of this very month. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will somebody pray with me even for Nigeria? Hallelujah. Nigeria, you know, happens to be the country of my nativity. You know, Nehemiah said before the king, he said, you know, the king said, well, why is your countenance saddened today? He said, well, why not? Why will not my heart be saddened when my country lies in ruins? How about Shekere Basana? But this day is important in the life of that country. Like soba shitalaba kondo subara kendaba. La borskotari le poroko shintaraba kuria. This day I proclaim and I prophesy, God bless Nigeria. And let God bless, let God bless, let God bless, let God bless. Glory to God. The things that God has been setting up, oh, the purification of unrighteousness, the purification of iniquity, the bringing in of righteousness back into that nation. Let the top of the mountains be seen. Hallelujah. Today is the anniversary of the independence of that republic. And at such a time as this, may the Lord visit that nation. You know, we had some prophecies back in the 70s that after a time of iniquity, shall the glory of the Lord return. Hallelujah. And everyone shall return. Makatoba shikarabo sandabakuria. It is time. It is time. It is time. Now, in our lives, where are you in your life? The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 2, say, thou hast a name that thou livest, but thou art dead. Glory bashitarabo sandabakuria. You have a name that you live, but indeed you are dead. Why are you dead? Because there is no fire. There's no prayer fire anymore. We got to get that prayer fire back in our hearts. Lekrebo shila karabo sentaraba kinde makuria basa. This thing saith he that had the seven spirits of God. And the seven stars. This is what he wants to deposit in our lives. The power of the seven spirits, the power of the seven stars. He wants to deposit them in our lives. But I know your works, he said, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, but thou art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, Harabashanta, therefore how thou hast received and heard, remember, and hold fast, make katorobosh. Hold fast and repent. Hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come unto thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. That means I'll come as a thief in the night. Thou must be watchful and repent and hold fast in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the spirit of contrition in our hearts. I pray for fire. Hallelujah. Fire. Fire in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want somebody to open their mouths and begin to declare. You know, declare for yourself, you know, that this month, beginning this first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains that have hitherto been hidden, that have hitherto been veiled, that have hitherto been covered with, you know, the clouds of rubbish, clouds of distraction, clouds of all of these things, you know, those clouds will be pulled back and you begin to see clearly the tops of the mountains in the name of Jesus. Let, I pray, may your spiritual vision open up. May the veils that have covered the glory of God on the top of the mountains, may they be pulled back. May we see glory to God. May we see the glory of God. May we see the glory of God. Lekebo shatalabo sakarina batuya. Lebro sanda makareba shinda. Lekere masanda. What aileth thee even today? What aileth thee today even in this hour of prayer? Will you cry unto the Lord? He said in Isaiah 44 and verses 2 and 3. He said, look, I will pour waters. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Upon him that is athirst. If you are athirst, the thirsty ground, he will do it. He will pour it. Hilebesh makurisataya. He's doing it already. He's pouring out those waters. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For I will pour out waters upon him that is athirst. Hallelujah. Isaiah 44 and verse 3. And I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Glory to God. And I will pour out my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. You have children this morning that you want God to arrest them. Arrest them, the power of his spirit. Here is a promise. Beginning with you, first of all, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will pour waters upon the grounds that are dry. I will pour my spirit upon the thirsty heart. Woo! He will fill my thirsty heart to overflow. In as the Lord God has promised, in the time of latter rain, he will fill my thirsty heart to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and fire. He will fill my thirsty heart to overflowing. I will pour out my spirit upon thy seed. And I will pour my blessing upon thy offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass. Glory to God. They shall no more be hidden. They shall no more be marginalized in the name of Jesus. They will spring up. Your children will spring up. They will spring up. They will spring up. They will spring up in the name of Jesus as among their grass, and they will be as willows among the water courses. The Lord is good. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We honor your name, Lord. We glorify your name. We thank you this morning. Somebody praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Put in the chat your declaration. Just put it there. Put your declaration in the chat room. Put it in there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to spread it before the Lord. Put it in there. Write it there. What is it? What is it that you want concerning the top of the mountains? Which veil do you want the Lord to pull back? What is it? Where do you want your faith horizons to be? Hallelujah. God said to Abraham, Genesis 13, he said to him, he said, look, from the place where you are, look forward, look sideways, north, east, south, west, wherever, but from the place where you are, right now, where you're standing, open your eyes and see all around you. He said, you know, for the everything that you see, glory to God, I will give it to you. You got to see it on top of the mountains to get there. Get there, get there, get there, get there, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I welcome you by the power of God to this month of October. And it'll be a powerful month. It'll be a powerful month in your life. God is starting something new. Glory to God. Don't let it pass you by. 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 Get in the cloak of fire. Get in the anointing of fire. Get the prayer fire in your heart. And begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. What a time to spend, you know, in the presence of God. An hour of prayer, an hour of power, getting the fire back in our souls. Remember the disciples, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. But when they began to be threatened, they went back to the Lord in the book of Acts chapter 4. And they said, oh Lord, behold, they're threatening some of the people. You know, our hearts are weary. We are afraid. But Lord, stretch forth your hand again to heal, and let it be known by the hand of thy power and by through miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Confirm thy word again, strengthen us again, and our place was shaken together where they were, and they were filled again with the Holy Ghost. That fire came down upon their lives once again in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let the mountains, let the tops of the mountains be seen. Let the fire of God arise in our hearts. Let the fire be burning. Let it not even for 1 minute go out in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Let us go to the house of the God of Jacob. They are going to come to you and say, let us go to the house of your God. Ah, that he may teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord out of Jerusalem. This prophecy was so important that Isaiah spoke it. Isaiah chapter 2, he spoke it, verses 1 to 5. It was so important that Micah spoke exactly the same prophecy. Micah chapter 4, around verses 1 to 5 as well. You know, this same thing shall happen in the last days. Are we in the last days, folks? In the last days, hallelujah, shall the mountain of the house of the Lord be established in the top of the mountains. Remember, this is the first day of the 10th month, and the top of the mountains shall be visible. And there is coming an establishment of the house of the Lord. What is the house of the Lord? Glory to God. Ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God doesn't dwell in houses made with hands. No, he doesn't. You know, the people thought that God dwelt in houses. And the Lord said, look, I am the Lord. My hands are formed of these things. Which house will you build for me? Where's the place of my glory, saith the Lord? Ye are the house of the Lord. That's right. Ye are the house of the Lord. And the mountain of the house of the Lord, your mountain, will be above all the seven mountains of influence. The glory of God in your life shall begin to be revealed. Hallelujah. And God will begin to do a new, there's a new thing happening already. And he will pull back the veil that you may see that clearly, the top of the mountains. For you to see the top of the mountains, you even be above the mountains in the name of Jesus. Rebosh lakarama sokenderi makare. An hour such as this, an hour of power, revive the fire in our hearts. Prayer fire. Let it never go out. As the Lord said to Job, he said, look, canst thou bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades or loose the bands of Ephraim? Canst thou bring forth Maseroth in his season? Can thou loose, you know, guide Arcturus with his songs? You know, do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you set their dominion thereof on the earth? Now, this tells us that before anything happens in the earth, that the ordinances of heaven must go forth first. It happens in the heavens in order for it to be reflected in the earth. Can you send forth lightnings that they may go and say unto you, here we are? We actually know that this is possible. Canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds? That abundance of water may cover you. I want to lift up my voice this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. let the goodness of God, that's a different kind of water. You know, he said, I will pour waters upon him that is athirst. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 3. I pour floods upon the dry grounds. I will put my spirit upon thy seed and pour my blessing upon thy offering in the name of Jesus. Glory to God who has put wisdom in the inward parts, or who has given understanding to the heart. And I say it is the Lord. For there is a spirit in man, according to Job 32 and verse 8. There is a spirit inside man. And the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. Hallelujah. I declare that the inspiration of the Almighty will begin to work in your life. God, your spirit will begin to engage with the spirit of God in the name of Jesus. And God will begin to deposit understanding, deposit wisdom in your spirit in the name of Jesus. Because there is a spirit in man, and it is the inspiration of the Almighty inside your spirit that gives you understanding. Glory to God. Sister Lorna, welcome to the stage. I want you to declare, we are praying and trusting and thanking God today for such a day as this. It's the beginning of a new month. It's a wonderful month. And we have a scripture in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5 that says that the waters were continually receding. They were receding and they were receding until finally on the first day of the 10th month, God pulled back the veil. And the mountains, the top of the mountains was seen. We are praying and declaring this month, to beginning today, that the things that hitherto have been hidden, hitherto have been submerged under the waters, as the waters are receding, that the top of the mountains will be seen. And may we see, begin to see the top of the mountains. Go in the strength and power of the Lord throughout the day. You know, let the glory of God be revealed in your life. Go forth, shine in the power of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And don't settle for anything less than God's best. May the Lord grant you grace and give you peace by all means. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Glory to God. And let me leave you with this scripture in Psalm 71. And verse 16, as you go into your day, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Go in the strength of the Lord. Go in the power of the Lord today. Let the glory of God shine forth in you even this day. I will go in the strength of the Lord God, and I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Praise God.